kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa paglatag ng nilalaman ng federal budget kamakailan lang, walang nabanggit na suporta para sa mga negosyong nagbibigay ng trabaho sa international students at temporary residents, bagay na pinanghihinayangan ng negosyanteng si Jasmine Flores. Sa kanyang negosyong talyer, halos kalahati kasi ng empleyado ay international students. Narito ang kanyang sentimiento.
I'm happy to hear in general the budget is good enough for where we are. Kumbaga, lahat naman struggling, kumbaga the government is trying its best para balansehin yung support that they can give to each sector. And on a business perspective, happy na ako, pero parang may hinihintay ako na hindi ko narinig, to be fairly honest. So, and I'm happy to share that kasi first-hand experience ko yun sa businesses ko eh.
Sige.
So, I was really hoping kasi kami, nag-e-employ kami ng maraming international students, temporary residents. I was really hoping to hear may support sa kanila to sustain them. Kasi right now, with the current support sa job keeper, job seeker, job trainer, job maker, lahat walang cover yung napakarami nating the other side of the workforce, which is the international students, temporary residents, at all. So walang support sa kanila. And yet, this new federal budget, wala pa ding support.
Mm-mm.
So, yun yung talagang hinihintay ko. Kahit man lang a small percentage of support, if you hire an international student or temporary resident, you get this much.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi ang workforce namin sa talyer, sa dalawang branch, kalahati halos international. Kasi we give opportunities sa mga nag-aaral ng automotive para meron silang industry experience. So wala kaming nakukuha ito, so we still fund them from the business.
Mm-hmm. So, paano yun? Is it sustainable?
We have to. So, we just have to work it out within what the economy can offer. So, and I'm very proud to say na kahit pa paano, yung mga tao namin, we're able to keep them. We're able to sustain them this time, this pandemic, and this lockdown. It was a very difficult exercise to do financially kasi nga we cannot do service, we can only do repair. So kailangan lang namin balansehin, lahat nag-reduce, lahat may sacrifice from the directors down to apprentices and trainees. So yun lang. Pero on this federal budget, since walang support, we have to work around whatever we can make the most of or maximize from the support that's given out there.
Mm-hmm. Ano doon sa mga sinabi patungkol sa negosyo, yung sa tingin mo kahit papaano was good enough? Of course, hindi nasabi yung hinihintay mo, pero meron ba doon sa sinabi pertaining to the businesses na kahit papaano ay pwede na, sige, we can work with this?
Oo. Maganda yung suporta nila sa apprentices where there is a percentage ng salaries na isusubsidize ng government for apprentices. So that gives us a good opportunity to look on the locals, the local talent na pwede nating ma-deploy sa mga businesses natin. And then the one that will replace job keeper is job maker plan. So the job maker is specific age bracket, 16 to 35 years old. May subsidy din na a few hundreds a week. I think 200 a week.
Right.
Which is a good subsidy for a few hours worth of work, minimum of 20 hours a week at least. Again, this is for PR and citizens, again, taxpayers, no? So, siguro yun, susuliti namin para at least meron kaming makuha ang support and ma-sustain. We're not in a position, kumbaga, we have no right to complain kasi the government has been so supportive. May mga extension ng rent, may mga support sa, yan, yung job keeper, merong mga deferral sa taxes. So, namamaximize ng lahat ng businesses yan. May mga effect lang talaga in many ways, especially us in our industry, where hindi kami fully sakop nung yung mga like international students. So right. We just have to plan it out and balance it out.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.